Hello, my name is Kristen McCraney, and I'm a journalist at the University of South Florida. I just wanted to ask you about the student organization you are involved in, Public Relations Student Society of America. What is your name and position in this organization?
My name is Megan Darty, and I'm president of PRSSA.
What inspired you to join and be such a crucial role?
Well, it's not a very romantic story or anything. I was walking through the MSC, and I saw an ad for it, and I was like, that sounds cool, but it had no information about when the club joined or anything. And then Tess Woods, who's now newsletter editor, came into one of my classes. She's like, hi, I'm Tess Woods. You guys should all join, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, why not? So I joined my sophomore year, and it was the first club, and Sarah Avery, who was president at the time, was like, oh my God, the secretary, like, literally had just walked into that meeting, and she was like, I'm not doing anymore. I like, walked out, and she was like, we need a new secretary. And so five people raised their hands to do it, and we went out in the hallway, and she just asked us some questions, and I was like, I think it'd be fun.
Oh my gosh.
And she was like, you're hired. And that's how I got involved. And then I just started moving up within the organization, and then Sarah was leaving and graduating. Sarah was actually vice president at that time, and then Sarah was president, and then Sarah was graduating just last semester, and I was like, it sounds so terrible, but I was like, I think I could do a really good job based on what we got here. So I decided that I'd step up and become president.
Well, that's awesome. What are you looking forward to this year, whether it's like a specific event, a lecture, or something like that?
I guess it's kind of cheesy to say I'm looking for the whole semester. I'm looking forward to it all. But I'm really excited about the internship fair that we're planning on putting on in April. It's something we've never done before. So
oh, very cool.
I'm like kind of feeling like this might be my legacy I'm leading or something.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about that. But I kind of set it up that we have events that are leading up to it. So we have the cocktail etiquette party, which is February 25th. And that'll kind of be teaching people like mannerisms and manners to have while at business meetings and so on and so forth. And then we're going to have the Professionals Night Out Mixer, which will just get people acquainted to networking with professionals and how to speak to professionals and so on and so forth. And then we'll lead off with an internship fair. So that's hopefully then getting people an internship.
Very cool,
for
yeah.
The fall semester.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, what is your organization's number one challenge this semester, would you think?
I kind of need to figure that out myself. What I really have as a personal goal, so I guess it's my challenge that I'm trying to strive for, is just either bringing attendance up or making it so we have consistent members, because that's really the only way you can grow an organization is with people who are really dedicated to the organization and who are dedicated to the field that our organization is in. So that's just really for me making people enthusiastic. My number one goal for people would just to be like, wow, that really helped me out. That was really great.
Yeah.
That speaker really spoke to me or whatever.
Definitely.
It was. So that's my number one goal, so I guess that would be my number one challenge, just to make sure people really feel like this is something that's making a difference, and that if they missed a meeting that they're like, oh man, what did I miss out on? That was something I really wish I would have seen.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.